If you've spent even just one summer in Australia, you'll know how uncomfortably hot it can get early in the year, to the point where you may be the kind of person who has difficulty thinking straight. I mean, I start seeing stars. Well, now the Queensland Teaching Union are calling for a discussion on term dates, saying high temperatures are significantly hindering students in non-air-conditioned classrooms. Kevin Bates is the president of the Queensland Teachers Union. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks, Patricia.
So let's talk dates. What do you want to see? When do you want to see Term 1 move to?
This is a conversation we've just begun with our members. I mean, our preferred position is that the classrooms are air-conditioned. That would solve those issues of whether it's particularly hot outside or whether it's very cold outside. But what we're getting back from government is that that's a very expensive process and one that they're not able to commit to. So from our perspective, it's about going to our members and having a conversation about all of the other options that are available to try and make it better for students to learn in our classrooms. And that means looking at when do we start the school term.
Okay, so what sort of, you're saying you're starting a conversation, but you obviously have some thoughts here. Currently some schools finish just days before Christmas. How are teachers going to have time to fit everything in if the whole year is starting later?
So in the southern states, that's true. We see schools finishing just a few days before Christmas. In Queensland this year, for example, our schools in the west and north will finish on the 7th of December, and all the rest of the schools in Queensland are finished on the 14th of December. It's then a reality that we're back at school at the end of January. Now, we know that in southern states, some schools are going back in the second week in February. It is reasonable in the circumstances to start to have a conversation about can we avoid some of the heat by starting that school term a bit later. And clearly, Queensland is experiencing significant temperatures with classrooms in February of this year having temperatures measured at 42 degrees inside the classroom. And anything above 28 will have a negative impact on the ability of students to learn.
So in terms of alternatives, you've said the state government and the opposition have shut down calls for more air conditioners. What other options do you want to see them put on the table here?
One of the things that schools are already experimenting with is starting the school day earlier. So there are schools out there that begin the day at 8 o'clock, for example. The prime learning time is generally the first 2 to 2.5 hours in the day. So by starting at 8 o'clock, schools are able to get some that good learning time in before the heat of the day really hits. But one thing we've experienced in summers over the last few years, and it seems to be increasingly the case, is that we get hot nights followed by even hotter days. So there is really only one solution probably at the end of it all, and that is more air conditioning. But in the meantime, we certainly want to have a conversation with students, with parents, with the community, and obviously with our own members about how we can look at other options to get some better results for students.
Kevin, very interesting proposal. Thanks so much for your time.
Good to talk to you.
Kevin Bates there is the president of the Queensland Teachers Union. What's your take on this? Would you be happier to see a later school term, the year beginning, at least in Queensland is this proposal, the year beginning later so that, you can avoid that horrendous heat?